When Rebbe came up from the Yam, from the ocean, Rashi Shiflik between the Yam, because he took a trip over the ocean, and when he came back, Tirshu explained like this, that Noidim Chachom Rav Gamliel Bebrocha Shor Rosh Hashanah V'Shom Yom Kippurim. Now there's no Steve in Rabbi Yechanan. That Rabbi Yechanan said, that even the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Gamliel, that now, when the Shliach Tziva says the Shemoneh Esrei over, whoever listens could be Yetzir the Mitzvah, even if you know how to daven for yourself. When did Rabbi Yechanan say that? By the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's when the Shliach Tziva could be Yetzir everybody. Aber b'halacha mechal de pligi, that Rabbi Yechanan said a second memory, that Halach is like Rabbi Gamliel, Mashma that the Chum argue on Rabbi Gamliel, that's bebrachas the Chol Hashanah. That's not getting to the regular Shemoneh Esrei we say the whole year round. A regular Shemoneh Esrei, there the Chum still holds their shita, that if you know how to daven, you have to daven for yourself, and you can't be Yitzah from the Shliach Tzibur. It's only Rabbi Gamliel that holds no. Even the whole year round, if you daven b'tzibur, if there is a minion there, and the Shliach Tzibur is saying over the Shemoneh Esrei, whoever listens to it, mila for mila, every word, you could be Yitzah the Mitzvah. But that the Rabbi Yochanan said, even the Chum agree, that's only on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. For the Gemara, it's not like that. The Yomer Rav Chana Tziporah, Rav Chana from Tziporah said that Omer Rav Yechanan, Halacha Krav Gamliel, Vebracha Shor Rosh Hashanah Vesho Yom Kippurim. Mashmi Rav Yechanan said that Halacha is like Rav Gamliel, even by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So it's Mashmi, even by the Brachas of Rosh Hashanah, there's a Machlekes, that the Chum is saying nothing doing. If you know how to daven for yourself, you can't be Yotze Shemoneh Esrei from the Shliach Tzibur. It's only Rav Gamliel that says like that. So if so, we're back to the steering of Yechanan. Here Rabbi Yechanan says, Halacha Rabbi Gamliel, Mashma, it's only the Rabbi Gamliel holds that the Shliach Tzibur could be Moitzi everybody. But the Chumim argues and says, no, if you know how to daven, you have to daven for yourself. So how come before Rabbi Yechanan said that no, that at the end was, the Chum agrees to Rabbi Gamliel, that if you hear Shemoneh Esrei from the Shliach Tzibur, you could be Yotze the Mitzvah. So we're still back to steering of Yechanan. So Mar says, El Omer Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak, Man Noidim, who is Moidin? It means Rabbi Meir. There's no Steve in Rabbi Yechanan. First Rabbi Yechanan says that somebody agrees to Rabbi Gamliel. You know who he meant? He didn't mean the Chum agrees to Rabbi Gamliel. He meant to say Rabbi Meir agrees with Rabbi Gamliel. And that later that Rabbi Yechanan said, V'alocha, halocha like Rabbi Gamliel, mechlal de pligi Rabbonin, it's like it's true. The original Rabbonin, they still argue on Rabbi Gamliel. The Rabbonin shita is that even, that if you have a daven by yourself, even if you're in Minyan, and you hear the Shliach Tzibur say over Shemoneh Esrei, you're not yet to the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah Tefillah is you have to daven yourself. That's the Rabbanan Shita. So if Rabbi Yechanan had to say, Halacha Rabbi Gamliel, Mashmah that the Rabbanan argue. I, Rabbi Yechanan, said that the Rabbi Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Gamliel. He didn't mean the general Chachamim. He meant to say just Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir also agrees to Rabbi Gamliel. So now there's no steer in Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Meir agrees to Rabbi Gamliel, but the Chachamim still argue on Rabbi Gamliel. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan had to say that Halacha L'Maaseh is like Rabbi Gamliel. That if you hear Shemoneh Esrei from the Shliach Tzibur, you could be Yotze the Mitzvah. The Tanya we learned, Brachas Shor Rosh Hashanah V'Shem Yom Kippurim, on Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Shliach Tzibur, Moitzi, Harabim, Udeich Evosan, Divrei Rabbi Meir. You see, clearly Rabbi Meir agrees to Rabbi Gamliel, that even doesn't make any chilek, even if you know how to daven for yourself, still the halacha is, if you hear the Shemoneh Esrei in a minyan from the Shliach Tzibur, you Yotze the Mitzvah. But the Chachamim Moimrim, no, Kishem Sheshliach Tzibur Chayiv, the same way the Shliach Tzibur has the Chiyiv to say Shemoneh Esrei for himself, Kako Yochid V'Yochid Chayiv, who within every person that knows how to daven has the Chiyiv to say Shemoneh Esrei to himself. For the Gemara, Maishna Hani, but you want to say now, as far as we were saying before, that by Shemoneh Esrei, Rosh Hashanah, there everybody agrees you could be Yitzah from the Shliach Tzibur. Why is the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah different? Maishna Hani, why is the Shemoneh Esrei could be Maitzi, and by the rest of the year not? If you want to say, because you have to say a lot of psukim and musiv, so therefore it's easy to make a mistake. Therefore we say, even though you're a bucky, you have a right to be Yitzah from the Shliach Tzibur, because he'll say it good. Even though there's a chiyuv to say Malchi is Zechronis and Shofris, and 10 psukim of each one, but that's the chetchila. But he says, Kivan Shomar v'saroscha kosov lemer. If you say, you talk about Malchus, and you just say, you saroscha kosov lemer, in the Torah it says, Sukkim of Malchus, shuvein etzorach, you don't have to say anymore. So you could make the Shemoneh Esrei pretty short. All you have to say is, by Malchus, v'saroscha kosov lemer. Zechroinois, v'saroscha kosov lemer. Shofreis, v'saroscha kosov lemer. That's all you have to say. So you could be Yetzir, a short Shemoneh Esrei. So again, it's Shver, why could you be Yetzir from the Shliach Tzibur? Rashi says, Kivan Shomar for Rashi Kotzev. Kleima. Kivan Shomar. If you just say this, Nase v'nakru lefonecho. Kemitzvas v'sonecho. Kemoshik asafto lenim v'sonecho. Yoyitza. You don't have to say more than that. So you could make the Shemoneh Esrei pretty short, even on Rosh Hashanah. So if so, why does everybody agree that on Rosh Hashanah, even if you're not a daven for yourself, if you hear the Shemoneh Esrei over from the Shliach Tzibur, you could be Yoyitza? And the Gemara Yelam Mishum Diyavsho. The Yavsho is, we have the Girsa Brochus, the Grossas take out the word Brochus, but that Asher means it's a tumul involved. Says Rashi, El Mishum Diyavsho, Shereikan, Teisha, V'yaruchos, there are nine long Brochus. U'matoyis, and you can make mistakes, D'yeinakol v'kiyim b'him. It's easier than this Avshah, it's a big tumul on Rosh Hashanah, a long Shemoneh Esrei, people could make mistakes. So since it's possible, even though you know how to daven, you could make a mistake, here the takana was that if you hear the Shemoneh Esrei over from the Shliach Tzibur, you could be Yetzer the Mitzvah. Kufa, before we learned, Omer Rav Chanan El Omer Rav, Kivin Shomer, even though there's a chiyuv to say Malchias and Zechrinus and Shofaris, you have to say 10 Psukim, but if you just say, Uvus Aros, Kos of Leim, Oshuv, and Itzorach, if you just say this pasuk of Sarosna, you talk about Malchus and you say, Uva Sarosna, because of Lema says in the Torah. You don't have to say more. If Saba Minei, they talk to say, Hani Mila Biyochid, it's only if you daven privately. Ava Betziba Loi, but if you daven Betziba, then no, then you have to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei, all 10 brochas. You can't say short. The Mora says no. Itmar Omer Rabbi Shubba, and but Itmar Omer Rabbi Shubba Levi, Echad Yochid V'Echad Tziba, no, even Betziba. Kivan Shomer B'Dievid, if you just say, over Saros, the cost of Lamar, Shuvan and Sarach. You don't have to say more. Say Malchius over Saros, the cost of Lamar, you ate to the mitzvah. Taisa Fasat to say that you have to say it really three times. Because we have to say three psukim of Torah, three psukim of Nevi'im, and three psukim of Ksuvim. So you have to say over Saros, the cost of Lamar, over Nevi'im, cost of Lamar, over Ksuvim, cost of Lamar. But that's all. Omer Reb Loza. Loza says now, Lioilom, Yastir Rodim, Tfilosov, Yachakach Yispalom. Before you go to Davin, be Mesada, make sure you know the Shemoneh Esrei. First be Mesada, Yitzvilah, and then go down to Davin. Omer Rabbi Abba, Mistabra Milsa the Rebbe Lezer, Bebrocha Shem Roshana Mashirin Yom Kippurim. It's a svara on Roshana and Yom Kippur. That before the long brocha, there's something new, you didn't Davin it so often. Before you Davin, you Sada, make sure you know how to Davin it. Vishel Prokim, who are then on a regular Yom Tiv, that you Davin once in a while, it doesn't happen that often. There you have to pray, you have to practice before you go to Davin. But the whole Ashana, but the Shemoneh Esrei of the whole year round, loy, you don't have to be Mesada, you don't have to look it over before you daven it. The Gemara says, ain't it's not that way. For Rav Yehuda, Mesada Tzlusa Matli. Rav Yehuda used to Mesada first look over the Shemoneh Esrei before he went to daven. You see, even though he davened every single day, the regular weekday Shemoneh Esrei, still he looked it over beforehand. So the Gemara says, no, Shani Rav Yehuda. Kiva de Mitlosin Yoimin, Latlosin Yoimin, Heavy Matli, he only used to daven once in 30 days, Kiprokim Dami. It's called, he wasn't so used to davening. And the pshat was, he was a matzav of Tarosa Menosai, he was learning Torah day and night, so he had a heta not to daven. If you learn Torah day and night, you have a heta not to daven. You only have to say Kriya Shema, that's Midiraisa, but Tfilah you don't have to do. So you have a pshat not to daven, just once in 30 days, he used to daven. So if you only daven once in 30 days, that's called the prokim. You have to chazer over the tefillah before you daven it. Omer Rav Acha Bar Avia, Omer Rabbi Shimon Chasida, Toiter Hoyer Rav Gamliel Afilu Am Shebesodis. Yishno by the Shliach Tzibur when he davened for the Yomid, when he said over Shemoneh Esrei, he was mighty. Even the people that are nevach in the fields are anonymous. They couldn't come to shul. They were too busy working. They were in the fields. They couldn't come to shul. They were anonymous. He was mighty then. Rashi says, the Shliach Tzibur, when he says over Shemoneh Esrei, he has in mind even the people around the fields. So Gemara says, Mashma v'loy mi boy hani dekai mi hocha. And Mashma, not only the people that are here also. The Maradarab is just the opposite. Hani anisi, hani le anisi. The people out in the fields, they're anonymous. They can't come to shul. So then it's a throw the Shliach Tzibur could be mighty to them. But the people that are around shul, if you don't come into shul, then the Shliach Tzibur is not mighty to you. If you could come in, you don't come in, you're not Yoitza. Tetoni Abba Bred Rab Binyamin, Barchia. Am Shachure Kanin. If by the Shasta Kanim Aduchanin, if you're in back of the Kohen, you're in Shul, you're near Shul, you just don't go in front of him. You just stay like in back of the Shul. Ain't a Bechal Bracha. You're not Bechal the Bracha. To be Bechal the Bracha of Duchanin, you have to be in front of the Kohen. So you see, even though you're close by, but since you're not in front of the Kohen, you're not Bechal the Bracha. So the same shorah should be when the Shliach Tzibur is mighty the Rabbim, if you're around shul and you don't come in to listen to every word, you're not yoytzeh the Shemoneh Esrei. Elos, what he meant to say is like this. Elikiyosi Ravin Amar Rabbi Yaakov Baridi Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasida Loi Potter Rabbi Gamliel Elo Am Shevasodis Enechanami. That that the Shliach Tzibur says over Shimon Esrei and he's mighty, so that's Pshita. The people that are in Shul Mamish and hear word for word from the Shimon Esrei, from the Shliach Tzibur, they're Yoytze the Mitzvah. He's being Mechadash HaChidish now. Even the people that are outside in the field that live far away from the Shul and they're an honest, they can't come to Shul with Rasan, when the Shliach Tzibur davens, he's mighty them also. He has a chivach, a arvus, take care of them, they're an honest, they couldn't make it to Shul, or Bezoi, his Shimon Esrei helps for them also. My time was the reason, Mishum Dianisa Vimlocha. They're mamash and honest, they're out in the fields working, they can't come into Davin, so then the Shliach Tzibur could be made to them. I will be here, but the people that live in the city, they're not an honest, they should have come to Shul. If you could have come to Shul and you don't come to Shul, light, then the Shliach Tzibur is not made to you. The Rashi Abu Bir light. Mishum de Leyanis, you're not an honest, you're not forced upon you. The Yechon and Lahastet Filosun, you should have been Mesad, you should have Davin yourself. So since you could Davin yourself, you have a chiyah to daven yourself, you can't be yitzah from the Shliach Tzibur. Mashenke and Nuchidish, the people are in the Sadis, that are far away from Shul and can't come to Shul, they're like an honest, and then there's a Zavtacha that the Shliach Tzibur could be made to them. Hadron Lech Yom Tos Likla Masech to Rosh Hashanah, Hadron Lech Yom Tos Likla Masech to Rosh Hashanah, Hadron Lech Yom Tos Likla Masech to Rosh Hashanah.